Wednesday, the 6th of April, 2016. Who owns the water? Nobody owns the water in the rivers and lakes. It is a resource for everyone to use. So how can a local council sell the water? The answer is that it sells the land, and the buyer can take the water from aquifers under that piece of land. Ashburton Council in Canterbury is planning to sell this land to a foreign buyer who wants to build a water bottling factory. The buyer could take 45 litres of water per second for the next 30 years, but would have to return 60 litres a second from a canal. The drinking water in Canterbury is very pure because it is filtered through gravel and sand. People overseas who don't have clean drinking water would buy this bottled water. The plan has been secret because the agreement has not yet been signed. Now local people know about it, and many of them are angry. One problem is that this part of Canterbury is very dry because it does not have a heavy rainfall. There are now many dairy farms which have permission to use a certain amount of water for irrigation. This is called a resource consent. Farmers pay for the resource consent, but they don't pay for the water they use. And probably some farmers use too much. Another problem is that Maori were not told about this possible sale to a foreign buyer. Although no one owns the water, Maori have an interest in it. It is one of the taonga, treasures, which Queen Victoria promised to protect for Maori in the Treaty of Waitangi.